This week on the Auto Trader Podcast.
It has taken established brands in South Africa the better part of 20 years to get that far. And these guys have done it in just 2.5. It's astounding. And it is because they've got good products at a good price and they give people what they want.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Auto Trader Podcast, South Africa's number one motoring podcast. My name is Mr. Tayed Zambiri and I am joined by two men in uniform over here, starting with Mr. Sean Nurse, keen racing driver, watchman, and occasionally drinks tea. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you, Tay, good to be here.
And we have the man in leathers where the leathers do not squeak. But he's very awesome on two wheels. Mr. Lawrence Minnie, how are you doing?
Sup, Tay.
All good. So in today's episode, we are holding our own Olympics. So yes, right now is the French Olympics, so 2024 at the moment. But we are going to be doing things with a difference. Instead of rating how some of the athletes did in France, we're going to be looking at the top performing motoring brands from the top three countries in the Olympics. So top three finishers at the moment is America, then China, and then Japan. So interesting lineup over there. So gentlemen, did you watch any of the highlights of the Olympics? We've seen a lot of memes, but have you actually seen the Olympics?
So on Saturday night, interestingly, we were at a birthday party out at a bar and there was like 10 guys huddled around the cell phone watching South Africa win a silver medal in the javelin. And I got involved in that and everybody was super excited about this. And I think that's the magic of the Olympics, right? You watch sports that you never watch and you kind of get excited about it purely based on the country that you support.
And then even just interesting sports that have come up as well. Like the shooting was one thing and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But even breakdancing as well is considered an Olympic sport now.
This is the only reason why I know there was actually some sort of global sport event on the go is because of the memes.
Exactly. Memes just bring so many things to news to a lot of people. But
breakdance.
That's what made it interesting for us. So, let's just talk about brands for a second. So we can see that America took top of the podium, China close on the heels, and then Japan came in third place. So in terms of automakers over here, Lawrence, you have something for bronze for America in the Auto Trader Olympics. So what do you reckon?
So I'm going to cheat a bit because the terms of this discussion is vehicle brands from the countries that are currently on the medal table but still have local representation. So I'm going to cheat a bit because the second best-selling car in America is the Chevrolet Silverado.
That's a bucky, isn't it?
It's kind of like, it's an SUV kind of vibe, but we don't have Chevrolet in South Africa anymore because, unfortunately, when GM pulled out of the country, they took the brand with them.
That's the Silverado Mini right there.
Yeah. That's, of course, a utility. So, Chevrolet. As I think 100 and something odd years in America, they've been going for yonks. We don't have new Chevrolets here anymore, but we do have a burgeoning secondhand market.
Yeah, there are quite a few floating around in the market I've seen. And even just the new vehicles that you see from Chevrolet in the stateside makes you think, if Chevrolet just stuck around for a little bit longer, you know, we would have gotten some pretty interesting vehicles. Cadillac as well, interestingly, I must say.
I mean, I looked on our site. We've got over 82,000 cars at the time of recording here. And of those, 500 were still Chevrolet. So there's still a reasonable amount floating out around there, especially those utilities, those little buckies. I think those
and
are
you can still get spares, believe it or not.
Yeah, they do have a full backup in terms of spares. So, bronze for Chevrolet, even though they're not here anymore. That's like a participation medal for them.
We'll send it through courier to them. Anyways, so if Chevrolet took bronze, who's taking the silver for the US?
It has to be the only sort of, well, I think we know who's going to take gold here, but silver is Jeep, part of the Stellantis group. They own Jeepers. 14 automotive brands in total, and Jeep is one of them, famous for their overlanding vehicles.
And the thing is, though, most Jeeps are still manufactured in the States. They're built in Toledo, Ohio, Wisconsin,
Sweet Toledo.
And yeah, we have some like proper off-road vehicles from them. What's that?
The Gladiator.
Yeah.
The Bucky. And some of the best in-car audio I've experienced. I mean, I think at this stage...
In that car, the L.
The Macintosh sound system.
Macintosh, yeah, it's among the best in-car audio I've experienced. If you guys haven't experienced that new Grand Cherokee, go to a dealership and just ask them if you can listen to that sound system. It is insane.
I always just remember from high school, just soccer moms just rocking up in Jeep Grand Cherokees. More of the older ones, but then I guess... That kind of has moved to a different car in a sense. Now, speaking of which, who took the gold? I mean, there's no other obvious answer. It's Ford.
Yeah. The Ford, believe it or not, the best-selling motor vehicle in the United States of America is the Ford F-Series. F-150, F-250, F-350, F-450. These are big buckies.
Yeah.
We don't get them here because they don't fit into our normal standard size parking bays. So the closest we have is the Ford Ranger, my personal favorite vehicle of everything that gets sold in South Africa. Ranger Wildtrak.
Yeah. And I mean, they at the moment, Ford is on a mission to expand their passenger car lineup. They've obviously added the Puma. They've added the Territory now.
We have one of those actually in a fleet. And yeah, we had the Puma as well, to which Sean looked like the average Puma owner. I don't know what that looks like, but I guess Sean is a picture of it.
Aggressively British looking in traffic. It is still the UK's best-selling car. So Ford, I think, honestly, from an American standpoint, is by far and away the winner of the gold share for American manufacturers in our little Olympics. Ranger is probably the best lifestyle bucky at the moment. And Everest, on which, you know, it's based, is also, or that shares a platform with Ranger, is also a very impressive product.
They've got a really good lineup of product in South Africa.
They really do, I must say.
They do indeed.
Okay, now let's move on to the next country, China. There have been quite a few Chinese automakers coming into South Africa, and so many more I can count on my fingers at this point in time. So back to you, Sean. Who do you think takes the bronze?
It was difficult because I think the top two become quite obvious that they would be jostling for gold and silver. But third place, it could have gone to a few manufacturers, but we've gone for BYD purely because they've overtaken Tesla globally as the world's biggest EV brand. And obviously them coming to South Africa is significant because Tesla is not represented in South Africa unless it's a private import. So we've given the world's biggest EV producer the bronze.
Imagine that.
I've driven BYD. That car.
Oh yeah, yeah, you drove the Atto actually. Yeah,
I've driven it.
One on screen.
And it's quirky and cool. And yeah, I just wish there were more of them.
Is it built for Gen Z?
Yes. It has guitar strings in the doors.
Imagine that. And what does BYD stand for exactly? It stands for Build Your Dreams.
And they've got
that's
like
an interesting name.
Names like Seal and Dolphin for their cars.
The Dolphin.
So I actually did a little bit of research on them, and that they actually have three different series.
Mm.
So there's the Ocean series, which is the Seal, Dolphin, Seagull. They all have like ocean-related names.
Yeah.
Then they have the Royal series, which is the Qing, and so they've named after all the different Chinese dynasties.
Ah.
So those are the upper end of the market, which I don't think we're going to see them here. But very, very interesting company. You should go and do a little bit of research on that.
We saw quite a few of them when we were in China last year, 2023, for Auto Shanghai and that. There's some really crazy looking BYDs I've seen. And also it's one company where I'll say the nomenclature, the namings there are actually quite interesting to behold instead of it just being, I don't know, deluxe Pro Max thing sort of naming going on. But anyways, let's move on to the silver. And we have to give this to GWM.
And that wasn't an easy decision because between that and our gold medal winner, both brands have taken the local market by storm. GWM now is obviously the holding company. Recently, they did the whole rebranding of the company. So every model will hold a GWM badge, and then there will be products like Haval and P-Series, Tank, Aura, and they'll all fall under that big umbrella. But a very impressive brand that is now offering a variety of product in a variety of segments. So they're really taking the market.
As we speak, they are busy launching the Tank 500 and the 500 SUV, the P-Series, down in George. And from the images that we've seen coming out of it, seriously, seriously impressive motor vehicles.
And the thing is, they consider them mid-size even. Those things look massive. So it makes me wonder, what is the maxi size, and if that's the case?
Yeah, I don't know. I've
It's American.
Big, tasty.
December, I had a Jolion HEV as my companion, and I went to fetch it at the headquarters, and they had the Tank 500 there. And I parked next to it in the Jolion, and that Tank 500 is massive. So I don't know how they think that's a mid-size car. And apparently that Bucky is equally as massive. So it's going to be interesting to see.
I think it's going
to
be Ford F-150 territory, that.
It looks to be similar.
Mm. Battle of the Buckies, that's going to be happening pretty soon. So, who is going to be getting the gold? Gentlemen?
I think
Chery.
Yeah.
Why Chery?
Well, Chery has taken, like, if GWM has taken the market by storm, then Chery has
obliterated it.
Genuinely surprised and I think in some ways embarrassed some established brands. They've climbed to the fifth best selling brand.
To give you an idea, we used to get Chery cars in South Africa 10, 15 years ago, but they were imported by other standalone companies.
Yeah.
In 2021, Chery entered South Africa for the first time as an OEM. And they brought the Tiggo 4. That was the first car. In the space of, 2.5, 3 years, they have outsold well-established brands. They've come out of nowhere. It has taken established brands in South Africa the better part of 20 years to get that far. And these guys have done it in just 2.5. It's astounding. And it is because they've got good products at a good price, and they give people what they want.
And there's a lot more sub-brands coming through as well. I know Jetour is going to be coming next month as well, which is primarily a luxury SUV brand as well. So that's also going to be pretty interesting.
So what
have
we got
there?
We've got Chery, then we've got a Moda, Jayco,
Jetour.
So there's actually four brands under one umbrella, much like Haval. But yeah, the strength to strength. We have to see where they're going. And that's why they win gold.
And the impressive thing about Chery is that they're doing this without being supported by a successful light commercial vehicle. So in the case of like a GWM, they've got the P-Series, which has been a surprise hit in South Africa. I mean, it's not a surprise. It is a good bucky, but I don't think anyone anticipated it to be as successful as it has been.
Yeah.
And Chery are managing to be the fifth best-selling manufacturer despite not having a light commercial option yet. And with a brand like Jetour coming in and all of their products essentially being SUVs and that being the biggest growing body style, I think it's only up for them from here, and it's incredible to see.
Oh, yeah, no, true that. Now, last but certainly not least, let us go over to Japan. Now, who's going to be taking the bronze here? Lawrence?
Is it Suzuki?
Nope.
No. I think it should be Isuzu in this instance. Now, Isuzu has provided well-priced single cab, buckies, double cabs, and what have you. You know, everything that you need to pretty much handle daily life duties, if you're doing agricultural stuff, commercial stuff, what have you, they cover pretty much everything in that instance. Now, that's why I reckon it gets the bronze in this instance.
The product is really strong, and it sort of, with Chery, they don't have a light commercial, and with Isuzu, they don't really have a passenger, apart from MUX, but that doesn't really sell in high volume. So Isuzu is really...
They're relying on that vehicle.
They're doing really well with just the Bucky, which shows you how strong the D-Max is as an offering.
And I think if you go anywhere near the farmlands in the center of South Africa...
The farmlands.
Well... homelands, whatever you want to call them. Isuzu is the vehicle of choice for the majority of farmers because they are so hardcore and they just keep on going.
Yeah, they're pretty robust vehicles, that much I can say also. And it's also worth mentioning that a lot of people actually don't know this. Isuzu used to make smaller passenger vehicles way back when, but then now it's pretty much commercial. But anyways, on to the silver. And just because of product diversity... And,
is it Suzuki?
Yes, it is. And affordable pricing, local sales, and everything more, it is Suzuki. I mean, there's one car that surprised us all and is in strong demand.
You be quiet, you fanboy. You you own one, so you're a bit biased.
Yes, I do. I do own one. I enjoy it very much. It's collecting and dust in the basement at the moment.
And you're driving a Baleno at the moment.
Yeah, he's drinking the Kool-Aid here. He's got a Suzuki long-termer and
I'm surprised you're not wearing Suzuki gear.
I should be, actually. And I should also even get myself like merchandise as well. I mean, get a flask, Suzuki flask, everything in between. Even glasses as well, I should actually.
Yeah. I mean, I have a Suzuki too, but you know, maybe I should keep quiet too. But,
well, listen, I got to give it to them. You're a Suzuki owner. You're a Suzuki owner. I'm soon to be a Suzuki owner, but it'll be two wheels. They are a good product. And their current spread in South Africa, where they also come out of relative obscurity in a very short space of time. And they are now, what, the third best-selling brand in South Africa?
And at one point, they were second. They were on the podium, pretty much.
For one month, they were second, but I think VW has now firmly stamped their authority on second again. But it's
There's no problem with bronze. There's no...
Especially for a brand that was sort of nowhere near that 10 years ago. So they're growing really well. And the nice thing, I think, for Suzuki is that they operate in a section of the market that is always going to be popular. No matter how well the economy is doing or how badly the economy is doing, people are always looking for cheap, affordable cars.
Yeah.
And Suzuki are among the best at doing that. They're so good, in fact, that an auto giant like Toyota looks to them to create budget cars for them. And that's why there's so many rebadged Suzukis as Toyotas on the road.
You know, they're also one of the few manufacturers in South Africa that actually plays in all four of our major automotive segments. That is commercial, marine, leisure with bikes, and automotive cars. Yeah. So they operate in a lot of different spheres. So yeah, well-deserved second place.
Oh, that much I can say for certain also. Now, the gold, it's a pretty obvious one.
Toyota.
Is it Suzuki?
No. We spoke about Suzuki, now it's Toyota.
Yeah, no, it's Toyota, without a doubt. South Africa's best-selling vehicle.
And I mean, look at the brand's portfolio.
Mm.
They, from the cheapest all the way up to Lexus.
The most expensive.
Lexus, which is a sub-brand, they cater for absolutely everything. You could have a performance Toyota, you can have an off-road performance Toyota, you can have a daily driver, you can have a budget car, you can have a workhorse. They just do everything and they
do it
well.
A race car.
You can have a race car, yeah.
Like him.
Yeah, like me.
No, for reals. They, you know, in South Africa, everything keeps going right. It's Toyota.
It's always Toyota.
You want to buy a vehicle that is going to maintain its value long into its lifespan. It's going to be a Toyota. If you want to buy a vehicle that you know you can get spares,
it lives longer than the dinosaurs.
It's a Toyota. You know, and even the rebadged Suzukis, they are Toyotas.
To give you an example of how strong that badge is you can have a Suzuki rebadged as a Toyota. You can have the media and a well-educated public at large be fully aware that it is a rebadged Suzuki, but they will still buy the Toyota badge version of the car, and they're speaking in what they choose in terms of brand. Yeah. So if you look at the Starlet Cross, that's the mechanical twin to the Suzuki Fronx, you can already see, I believe, they sold more
in the starting month alone.
More in the first 2 weeks of Starlet Cross than the Fronx would sell in a month.
It's all in the badge, man.
And it's all about the badge.
Power in the badge.
So, Toyota wins gold. And I think they're going to be the runaway success of this Olympics.
So, yes, that is the Auto Trader Olympics right over there. Any honorable mentions that you guys would like to say? Like, you know, good job. You did all right.
Well, look, I think, and we should just shout out from a South African perspective to all of the automotive brands that still build cars here. There's quite a few of them. So I think that's always a good thing to bring up.
Our gold winners have got plants here.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of the medal winners have got plants here.
Yeah, I think any brand that builds a car here in South Africa, it helps us. It contributes a significant percentage to our annual GDP here. And I don't think everyone understands how important that is for all of our lives.
So. You know, it's a pity that Germany wasn't on the medal table, because this would be a completely different conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of German cars being built here, which is also it's a good thing for South Africa.
And it's fine. You have good luck next time. Don't worry, small ones.
As long as they don't get sent home for knocking over poles.
Goodness. And I think on that bombshell, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming on to this episode. And that concludes it for the Auto Trader Olympics. Thank you very much for watching. And don't forget, if you're looking to buy a used or new vehicle, Auto Trader is your number one marketplace. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss another podcast episode. That's it for now. Thank you, gentlemen, and have a good day further. See ya.
Search Auto Trader.